We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I've invited Andy Schlafly to join us this morning. He, of course, is an attorney. We've had him on the show before and had great respect for his mother, Phyllis Schlafly. She was often a guest on my program as well. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show. And I remember I was on the show when we predicted that Brett Kavanaugh would be the pick last time when no one knew who it was, and we called that one right. So let's try to call this one right, too.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. That's why I was looking forward to getting you on here again. I know that you study those candidates that are out there. We have a list that we know of some female candidates. The president said he's going to pick a woman. And Amy Coney Barrett obviously is the best known name because her name was bantered about last time. What is your take on Amy Coney Barrett?
She's excellent, Mark, and she's from the Midwest there, solid on all the issues, and she's been through the tested by fire. She went through the last confirmation hearing where Dianne Feinstein and others really went after her, and she withstood that pressure. So I think she's the front runner here, Mark, but it's by no means a certainty. And there's another candidate, Barbara Lagoa from Miami, who's been touted here for this position, has some political advantages to picking her. She's an Hispanic. All the Florida Republicans are saying, pick her, pick her, pick her, you'll win Florida. So this is a horse race here. It's close. And I'd say it's about 50-50, whether it's Amy Barrett or Barbara Lagoa.
Wow. So you know, when Barrett went through her hearings, they hammered her on her Catholic faith for somehow, you know, I guess some fear that if she was pro-life, which, of course, if you're Christian and you follow the teachings of your church, you understand the importance of that. They hammered her on that as if it was some sort of a downfall, that she was some sort of Trojan horse who was just looking to get into the seat to change the outcome of Roe v. Wade. They focused on that. Is that the key question here?
It is, Mark. That's what's driving this controversy. That's what's causing all this turmoil, Roe v. Wade and the pro-life issue. And Amy Barrett is more solid on that issue. Her record is more clear that she would overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's why the Democrats are so panic-stricken about the possibility of her being chosen. Barbara Lagoa, it's not as clear. She's not as clear on the issue. But Amy Barrett, it seems pretty clear. And it's because of her faith. And so they start attacking her because of her faith. And that's improper because the Constitution says you're not supposed to have a religious test for high office, and they should not be doing that. They should not be attacking a candidate based on her faith.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. You know, I wondered, I saw that in the Lagoa case, she served in the state court in Florida. She became a Florida Supreme Court justice. I believe Ron DeSantis appointed her to that. Then she got the federal appointment a couple of years ago. Does she have the experience on the bench? Clearly.
No, she really doesn't. And it's only been, I think it's been less than a year, actually, she's been on that federal appellate court. But she was on the Florida appellate court for about a decade and has hundreds of decisions there. And I was combing through them over the weekend, Mark, looking at those decisions. The trouble is it's a state appellate court and you don't have a lot of the decisions, a lot of the cases of the kind that we have in federal court. So there's not a lot there to find. I will say that she's somewhat anti-government, which I like. I know there's some libertarians out there, libertarian-leaning conservatives out there in your audience, and Barbara Lagoa is willing to rule against the government. So that's a bit of a plus there. But there's nothing on the pro-life issue. There's nothing on the social issues. There's nothing on the sort of issues that she would rule on as a Supreme Court justice in her record.
Weird how the worm turns, Andy Schlafly, because RBG was never a judge and was actually an attorney, I believe, for Planned Parenthood or the ACLU at one point. So everyone knew where she stood on those issues long before she was put on the court.
Right. And she was a judge there on the D.C. Circuit. In fact, I met her one point when I was clerking on that D.C. Circuit. That's the Court of Appeals right below the Supreme Court. But you're exactly right, Mark. Before that, she was an advocate, and she had a long track record on the liberal side. And so the liberals knew exactly what they were getting. And I think that's the point here. With Amy Barrett, we would know what we're getting. We know she's good. Barbara Lagoa, a fine judge, but we don't really know where she is on those social issues.
Yeah, and Alison Jones Rushing is the only other name that I've really seen put out there in the media. And she's an appeals court judge. She's, I think, in her late 30s. She'd be like the youngest justice ever.
Right. So a little green there, a little too young for this position. Honestly, Mark, and let me talk about age a little bit. Youth is preferred because they're on the court longer. So if we could pick a 38-year-old, she might be on there 40 years, 50 years. And so that's attractive to conservatives in picking judges. But I think 38's a bit too young for this.
Andy Schlafly, I'm going to run out of time here, but one last question. The Democrats have threatened packing the court if they don't get their way on this. Any thoughts on that?
That's frightening. FDR tried to do that back in the 30s, and even Democrats were repulsed by that. Joe Biden has spoken against that. So that's pretty desperate, Mark. I'll say that. That's pretty desperate to even suggest that possibility, and I don't think they'll get away with it.
Yeah, just because you didn't get your way on this, you're going to add candidates so you can name three at a time. It's insane. Andy Schlafly, listen, I always appreciate your insight on this, and we'll see what happens. Maybe once they make the pick, I can get you back on here and we can kind of dive into the background of the candidate that he names.
Absolutely, Mark. And thanks to President Trump for jumping right on this. You know, there's that bold, decisive President Trump that we've always liked. And there he is right on this immediately. You have to love that, Mark.
Could not agree more. Andy Schlafly, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.